passengers with the camera. If you are going to take photographs, can you please turn your flash off? It's most important on the underground. Can you turn your flash off when you use the camera? And next time, if you're going to take a photograph, can you ensure that I'm smiling, please?
G'day, I'm Erk, and welcome to episode number 3 of On the Rails with Erk, a railway podcast bringing you great information, stories, and a lot more about the world of railways and trains and trams and light rail. If it's got a rail, you'll hear about it. This podcast, of course, contains personal opinions and are not any of the operator or operators concerned or mentioned. Coming to you on location today, I'm sitting in the main concourse of the Adelaide Railway Station here in South Australia. That's right, I'm on location. So we're here at the main Adelaide Terminal. If you want to equate it to anywhere, you can equate it to Central Station in Sydney, Roma Street, or Central Station in Brisbane, or Flinders Street or Spencer Street in Melbourne, as classic examples. It's the end of the line. Every train terminates here. In some regards, it's like the quote-unquote country platforms at Central in Sydney. Everything comes in, terminates here, and then goes back out again. The Adelaide system is undergoing a lot of work at the moment in terms of public transit. There are two lines that are actually fully closed and have been closed for months and will be closed for some months yet. The Bel Air line and the Noralunga line, as these lines are the first two that will be electrified. The rail system here in Adelaide at the moment, the trains are diesel rail cars, and over the last few months the operator here, Adelaide Metro, has been working really hard to do a lot of maintenance and upgrading work on the system and install all the equipment needed for electric trains. With the two lines closed, buses are replacing trains on the entire length of the Bel Air and the Noralunga lines. I believe that services will resume in September with electric trains, although that hasn't been necessarily confirmed yet. The trains are in the early stages of delivery, I believe. We're going to take you for a train ride shortly, but just to set the scene here, this building is, it's a magnificent building, the Adelaide Station. A lot of it, however, is a little bit on the dark side when you get out towards the platforms, as there's buildings above and it's fully enclosed. Not a lot of people here at the moment. It is 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's a massive transition period at the moment for Adelaide Metro. They've just introduced the Metro Card, which is the smart ticketing system, the smart card system for Adelaide. However, they are still running at the moment the old paper ticketing system in parallel with it. So you can either buy the Metro Card and tag on, tag off, or indeed use the old paper tickets. Indeed, on the buses and the trams, the validators can accept either the paper ticket, or in many cases can also accept the Metro Card. I've seen a few people so far on the bus and also on the tram and also entering the main station here in Adelaide, and there's a fair amount of people who are using the smart card. So at the moment we have a train which is due to depart now on platform 9 for Gawler Central, and then in 4 minutes we have another train leaving from platform 6 to Outer Harbour. On the Outer Harbour line, There's the train departing in 4 minutes on platform 6 to Outer Harbour. There's the 1:28 PM service to Grange from platform 7. The 1:43 PM service to Outer Harbour from platform 6. The 1:58 PM service to Grange from platform 7. And again from platform 6, the 2:13 train to Outer Harbour. Whereas on the Gawler line, we have the train due to depart now at 1:08 on platform 9. We have the 1:23 service to Gawler from platform 9. And then there's trains at 1:38, 1:53 and 2:08, all from platform number 9. So I'm about to go in and let's catch a train at Adelaide Star. And then after this, towards the end of the episode, we're going to take you on an Adelaide tram. Currently I'm standing near platform 8 and platform 9. There's a train on platform number 9 now. However, that's not due to depart for about another 15 minutes. So I think we will catch that particular train. There's a train now arriving on platform 7. The trains here at Adelaide traditionally run in two car blocks, although they can run as one carriage train or four carriage trains. There is provision with the new electrification that is underway that the trains can consist of six carriages in the future. Indeed, there's a two carriage train that's about to be joined to another two carriage train to make a four carriage train to Gawler Central.
No, indeed I am wrong, not being local. There's two trains on Platform 9. The train that's furthest away from the buffer stops departs at 1:23, and then the train behind that departs at 1:38. I'm on board the train now. Trains have been upgraded a lot since the last time I was here. There's validators at every door. There's a ticket machine in every carriage. There's electronic information signs.
That's clear. Doors closing.
Interesting with the doors, unlike train doors instance in Sydney, the doors will remain open for as long as the train is at the platform and the doors have been told to be open by the train guard. However, here in Adelaide, it appears that if the doors haven't been open for a certain amount of time, they will actually close. Then they can be opened again by the passengers pushing a button.
Stand clear, doors closing.
Until you get used to it, you think that the doors are closing, so the train is going to go. But that's not necessarily the case. There are some people coming towards the doors now. So I'll press the button on the outside and then they will open the doors again. Or maybe not, they just walk straight past the doors.
Doors closing.
Thank you.
Stand clear, doors closing. Stand clear, doors closing. Welcome aboard. This is a train service to Gawler. The next stop is Ovingham.
Very interesting what happened there, leaving the station. There was a what I'd call a guard. I'm not sure of the exact title. A passenger services officer, I think they're called. And so he had the local control of his door, so he was able to watch his train out of the platform. And then once he got that far out of the platform, he was able to close the doors using his own control and his key. And then you hear the stationary doors closing. We're now in Adelaide Yard, and you can see a lot of the work that's been going on, sort of staunching up for the upcoming electrification. There's no wires or no droppers yet. There's obviously still a lot of work to be done. Things being done in stages with the Bel Air and Norralunga line has been done first. Very interesting to note that there's a ticket machine on board the train, and also validators which accept both the Metro card and the old Metro tickets, the paper tickets. In that respect, it's exactly the same as what happens on the trams. We'll take you for a tram ride shortly. Just go for a couple of stations just to give you the feel of being on an Adelaide train.
Now arriving at Ovingham. Stand clear, doors closing. Now arriving at Dudley Park.
Thank you.
We're off the train at Dudley Park, a very simple suburban station. Just basically a platform, one hut, some seats, and as is common in Adelaide, there's a pedestrian level crossing at the end of the platform, and there's other level crossings around as well.
To depart from platform 2 is the 150 train to Adelaide. First stop Ovingham, then Adelaide. The next train to depart from platform 1 is the 201 train to Gawler. First stop Islington, then Mawson Lakes, Greenfields, Parafield Gardens, Parafield, Salisbury, Nirlutter, Elizabeth South, Elizabeth, Smithfield, Monopara, Cadler, Tamblyn, Evanston, then Gawler.
Gee, where have I heard those chimes before? Let me think. Coming to you from Dudley Park Station on the Gawler line. Just took a short train trip out here. Just to say that I've been on an Adelaide train this time around. Been on a tram, been on a train, been on a bus. About to head back into Adelaide itself, the actual train station, and then head off on a tram to Glenelg, and then we'll see how we go from there. I have to say that the trains that I've seen around have been renovated rather nicely. New seats, new floors, new walls, that sort of thing. Automatic announcements, there's a ticket machine and ticket validators on board, so they look a lot different. There's lots of yellow. The default colour of the operator Adelaide Metro here is yellow, so the validators are yellow, the trains are yellow, the handrails are yellow, the ticket machines are yellow. You can get your tickets from the staff at Adelaide, or there's ticket machines there as well, or you get them and validate your ticket on the trains themselves. Many stations such as this, unattended, just very basic, just a platform, lights, that sort of thing. There can be a pedestrian crossing at either end, and so very basic facilities. There's no like station buildings or anything like that apart from one shelter at the centre of each platform. The ticketing, etc., is all done on the train. So yeah, there's been a lot of renovation here in Adelaide. Two of the lines, the Bel-Air line and the Noarlunga line, are actually closed at the moment, have been for some months and will be for some months to come, as those lines are the first to be electrified, as Adelaide is receiving new electric trains. The first of those trains, if it's not here already by the end of May, which it is today, they will be here very, very soon. So the next time I come to Adelaide, I have to give myself more time and find out, of course, when they start and everything like that, and then head out here and ride new electric trains in Adelaide, because up until now all the trains here in Adelaide have been diesel.
The next train to depart from platform 2 is the 150 train to Adelaide. First stop Ovingham, then Adelaide. The next train to depart from platform 1 is the 201 train to Gawler. First stop Islington, then Mawson Lakes, Greenfields, Parafield Gardens, Parafield, Salisbury, Nirlutter, Elizabeth South, Elizabeth, Smithfield, Monopara, Cadler, Tamblyn, Evanston, then Gawler.
Mm-hmm.
does not stop here. Please remain behind the white line. The next train on platform 1 does not stop here. Please remain behind the white line.
Interesting here in Adelaide, coming to you from Dudley Park, is that there's actually two lines. One is a yellow line, which is right on the edge of the platform. Normally, in places like Sydney and Melbourne, that'd be white. Then there's a bit of a gap, and then there's tactile tiles, and then behind the tactile tiles, there is a white line. So anywhere where I'm used to hearing, please remain behind the yellow line, that will become please remain behind the white line. Very interesting. All these little nuances is something I find very interesting.
Train on platform 2 is the 150 train to Adelaide. First stop Ovingham, then Adelaide.
So that must mean that the train's arriving very shortly, because there's so many level crossings, both vehicle and pedestrian only. There's a lot of hornage that's going on, and you can't necessarily take that as a guide to how far this train is away, because the sound seems to carry a lot further than what I can actually see. I can just see the train arriving in the distance now. I'm just about to cross a level crossing. There's a vehicular level crossing about 300, 400 metres away from me, and then right at the arrival end of the station, there's a pedestrian crossing. Right at the departure end of the station, there's another crossing for pedestrians.
Doors closing. The next stop is Ovingham, then express to Adelaide.
Once you find the right ticket, isn't it? On my way to Adelaide. Back towards Adelaide.
The next stop is Adelaide. This train will terminate here.
do have to say they have done a lot of good renovations to this train since the last time I was here. It was probably 2006, 2007 at the absolute latest that I was here last in Adelaide. So they've done well. It's going to be a long period of transition as they transition from the diesel trains that they have now to the electric trains. So that's why they're doing it in stages. Much like the electrification in Auckland in New Zealand. At the moment, the Noarlunga and Bel Air lines are closed due to the electrification. They've been closed for some months, will be closed for some months. So yeah, next time I come here, I'm going to make sure there's an electric train for me to go on. Yeah, just before the main station, you can see that there's a lot of work that's been done so far, with a lot more work to do. Actually had a close down basically of the whole network coming into Adelaide, that is, during the January school holiday period. So they used the time to put up the first lot of electrical stanchions for the electrification, and they also used the time to upgrade some of the facilities at Adelaide Station during a time where there's not as many people travelling. So you can see the very first signs of electrification as soon as you leave Adelaide Station itself, with the overhead stanchions already up. Of course, there's a lot of work still to do, and it will take quite some time to do the entire network. But if you like riding diesel trains in suburban service in Australia, Adelaide is definitely the place to do it.
Welcome back to On The Rails with Erk, now coming to you from a tram, just having left the Adelaide Railway Station and heading down in the general direction of Glenelg. I'm about to arrive at Rundle Mall, which is the main mall here in Adelaide.
Offset better than the inside. and your brother, and then one person moved down there anyways, down there.
The next stop is Perry Street for Town Hall and Post Office. The next stop is Victoria Square.
You are listening to On The Rails with Erk, episode number 3, on location here in Adelaide, South Australia. I'm at the South Terrace tram stop, which marks the start of the dedicated section to Glenelg in the south. The Glenelg line is a 11.9 kilometre or 7.5 mile route from the centre of Adelaide to the beachside suburb of Glenelg. It is Adelaide's only remaining tramway, running at approximately 20-minute intervals, and is part of the integrated Adelaide Metro Transport Network. Until January 2006, H-Class cars provided all services on the Glenelg line. In 2005, the entire Glenelg line was upgraded with new track and improved tram stops, and then in 2006, 11 30-metre-long articulated low-floor Flexity classic light rail vehicles built by Bombardier in Germany have since replaced the H-Class trams in regular day-to-day service, although 5 refurbished H-Class trams have been retained and operated a restricted heritage service timetables on Saturdays, Sundays and public holidays. They have been fitted with safety measures similar to those of the new trams, including vigilance control and electromagnetic track brakes. The there's a city-bound tram just on the other side of us. A 1.2 kilometre or 0.75 mile extension from Victoria Square along King William Street and North Terrace opened to the public on the 14th of October 2007. Further extensions were the subject of public debate. Tourism Minister Jane Lomax-Smith in 2007 expressed support for the line to be extended to North Adelaide and Prospect, although the Transport Minister has stated this is not a practical option, with his preferred option to be the creation of a fare-free city loop. In 2008, the state budget. In the 2008 state budget, the government announced that it would extend the tram line further. The first extension completed in early 2010 was from the existing North Terrace terminus to the Adelaide Entertainment Centre in the inner northwest suburb of Hindmarsh, with a park and ride set up on Port Road. Following the expected electrification of the Outer Harbour and Grange lines in 2010, well, gee, that's a bit late. New tram trains are to run by Westlakes by 2013. Don't think so. And Port Adelaide and Semaphore in 2018, which will complete a coast-to-coast light rail system. We'll see how that goes. So that tram's going to terminate here. It's just arrived from the city. It gives a bit extra capacity in the city area. A lot of the trams are covered with all over advertising, which can make it extremely difficult to see out of the windows. They look very bus-like. As I was saying, there's been a lot of improvements since the last time I was here, with the opening of the line between Victoria Square and the Entertainment Centre via the Adelaide Railway Station and King William Terrace. I can't even remember if that was actually being constructed the last time that I was actually here. The line now runs all the way from the Entertainment Centre to Glenelg. There are two sections of fare free zones, I should say. There's one just at Glenelg, and there's also one between here at South Terrace and the end of the line at the Entertainment Centre. Although you're still expected to validate your ticket. Thank you.
south.
Street for Town Hall and Post Office. The next stop is Rundle Mall for shopping and entertainment precincts.
Hope you've enjoyed episode number 3 of On the Rails with Erk, coming to you from now the Rundle Mall in Adelaide, just having got off the tram. Thank you very much for listening. Hope you've enjoyed it. Something a little bit different for episode number 3, to give you a quick snapshot of what's happening here in Adelaide. I'll be very interested to come back once the first electric trains have run and see what the network is like then. I'll put some photos on the show notes that I've taken, and I'll also put some extra reading on the show notes just in case you want a little bit more background to what I was talking about. If you would like to give feedback, you can email me erkpod@gmail.com, erkpod@gmail.com, or indeed you can leave me some comments on the show notes at channelerk.com on the Rails with Erk. Thank you very much for listening. Talk to you next time, and just remember, this episode terminates here.
Due to defective brakes, the next train does not stop at this platform. Intending passengers should board this train by running down the platform. Doors may not be opened.